Why do we work as men? Have you ever thought about that? Why we go to work? Why do we work so much? How come throughout history men have worked? Is it just to get paid? Is it just a simple thing of we need the money? We can't live without the money. We got to eat, so we have to keep working. Is it to provide for our family? Is that the only reason we work? Well, those are important parts of work. But is that really it? Do we work to gain success? Do we just want to be number one? Is it just our competitive nature? Or do we just want affirmation, the affirmation that comes from work? Well, those things do come with work, and they are important to men. But is that really all? Are we just doing it because we want to beat the other guy? Well, yeah, guys are competitive, and we can get very competitive about the goofiest things. But I think there's more to work. The simple truth is men work because it's what we were designed to do. We were created by God for work. It's part of who we are as men, and it actually makes us better men. When men don't work, they lose an important part of who they are, and they often end up just mired in self-destruction. It's not pretty when men don't work. They get very narcissistic, and they get focused on themselves and selfish. And what we're going to do is we're going to find out why work is so important to us as men and how it helps us develop and makes us better men. So let's jump in.
Welcome to the Confident Man Podcast, empowering men with the confidence they need to live their adventure. Now, here is your host, David Maxwell.
Hey guys, welcome to the Confident Man Podcast. I am so glad that you joined me here today. Today we're talking about work and why it's important to us as men, what it's all about. Now, when I was a kid, especially when I was a teenager, I didn't really have a steady job. I played a lot of sports in school, and that kind of was my job apart from making grades, but I did odd jobs. And the odd jobs were interesting because I learned a lot from them. You know, when you work as a teenager, a lot of times you learn important lessons for life. And I did. I had a friend whose family owned a shrimp factory. I lived on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and they had a shrimp factory. And he said, hey, do you want to come and work? And they were paid good. And so I thought, okay, I'll work a day at the factory. How hard can it be? Well, I learned some very important lessons about how hard it is to work in a shrimp factory. And one of the biggest lessons I learned was that that is not a job I want to do with the rest of my life. It was backbreaking work. You got wet, like from the very beginning of the day. I wore the absolute wrong clothes to do it. And I had on jeans, which when jeans get wet, they just become weights. And I was kind of a gopher. I was a big kid, so I could move large things. So that's what they had me do. And it was cold because you're in this cold environment. And it just wasn't fun. And at that moment, school looked really, really good to me. I was like, you know, if I go to school and maybe if I get a degree, I can do something that's not in a factory, but in an office. Because that work was crazy hard and it smelled. And by the end of the day, I smelled and the whole thing was rough and it was hard. But I did finish. I didn't quit. I made it through that one day. They didn't ask me to come back, which I don't know if maybe I didn't do a good job or I just didn't volunteer because I was not volunteering to go back anymore. But it is interesting how work is something that really teaches us. You probably had a job at some point that taught you that, hey, I want to do this for the rest of my life, or I never want to do this again. And that's normal and that's good because work can help give us direction in life. You know, some people try a job out and they realize that, hey, this is something I really enjoy. Or they learn important lessons that they use for the rest of their life from a job that seems meaningless. I heard Warren Buffett one time speak about how he had a paper route as a kid and that the paper route, doing a paper route, taught him a lot about business that he uses today. And Warren Buffett's one of the wealthiest investors in the world, and he credits a lot of his lessons from his paper route. Now, today, work has almost become a four-letter word for many people in our society. They treat it like it's bad, like work is only something that's necessary to survive. In fact, a lot of people in government talk about giving people a living wage so they don't have to work, basically giving money away. which is kind of funny because the government doesn't have any money. They take ours, but they want to give it to other people so they don't have to work. I think it's ridiculous, especially for men. You see, the truth is, as men, we need work. Work is not just something we do. It's something we were created for. The truth is, without work, men won't be able to develop all their gifts and abilities. Work isn't just something to make a check. Work is something that we as men need. We have to have work. You see, for men, work is a noble purpose, and it helps us grow and develop. And so on today's show, we're going to cover work and how it helps us as men. And we're going to talk about how we were created for work. We're going to talk about work and flow and how that fits us as men. And we're also going to talk about work satisfaction, the satisfaction we get from a job well done. When it comes to men and work, the first thing we want to talk about is how men were created for work. Now, men love work. We do. And I think it's one of the reasons throughout history men have been the one who've worked. There really isn't a time where men weren't the main workers of the family. You know, in the past, it was basic survival skills, you know, kind of like Little House on the Prairie. You know, you had to kill what you were going to eat. You had to grow what you were going to eat. You had to build what you wanted to live in. And men were the main ones to do that. And that's something we were made for as men. If you really think about it, men were made for work. Men are problem solvers. We love fixing things or figuring out how things work. You know, and every man is different. I'm not saying every man is a Mr. Fix-It as far as fixing things around their house, but they love to figure things out and solve problems. Sometimes those problems may be business-type problems, how to make a product sell more, how to solve a marketing problem, or how to fix a hole in your roof. You know, every man loves solving problems. It's one of the things we do as men. We solve problems. And I think that's why work is such a natural thing for us. Because within the environment of work, you have lots of problems to solve. You have things that pop up you maybe didn't know about, weren't expecting. You know, some guys thrive in that environment, depending on what the job is. But we love to solve problems. It's one of the things we do. It's a strength we have as men. It can be a problem because sometimes in relationships, we just want to solve problems. And that, you know, communication, we got to fix all that. But we do love to solve problems. That's why work is natural for us. We're created for it. And really, work is one of the ways as men that we express love and care. Men have worked hard to support families for generations. And the reason we do that is because it's one of the biggest ways men show love and care. You know, a lot of men are not great at really expressing their emotions. They have emotions, they feel very strongly, but they're not the best at expressing them. So what a lot of men do is they express their emotion through provision, through loving people by providing for them, by working hard for them. And so to me, it's a genuine way for men to show how much they love someone by going to work. Especially, there's a lot of men who do jobs that they don't necessarily love. You know, sometimes you just got to do a job. You know, everybody says, always find a job you'll love. Well, that's great, but that's not always the case. Sometimes you just got to get a job. You got to get something to make some money. But when a man does that, what he's doing is he's sacrificing for his family. And that's one of the greatest ways he can show love for them. And when you think about it, why are we created for work? Well, it's the way we were made. God created man in the garden. And he didn't just create him in the garden to lay in a hammock and sit around. He created him to tend the garden, to manage it, to make things happen. Men, or Adam, the man, was the one to name the animals. He was working. And I think this is why we connect with work so much. It's what we were made for. And one of the coolest parts of work that we enjoy as men is the creativity. Men love the creative aspect of work. You know, work gives us a place to be creative. You know, some people think creativity is artistic. You know, do you paint? Do you make music? And those are great things, but not everybody does that. Men use their creativity to solve problems, like we talked about earlier, to generate solutions. There are men who are entrepreneurs. There are blue-collar guys. There are accountants. and they all try to solve problems, and they love the creativity of that. Even if it's something that you as a man wouldn't get, another man may get and bring his passion to it. Have you ever got a bunch of men together who kind of do the same job, and they'll talk about what's the best thing to use? They'll talk about what's the best tool, you know, what company makes the best power tools, or what company makes the best programs or computers, what software works best for their company. Men will argue over that because they're passionate about it, because they've been creative with it. And all men have a desire to solve problems, but to also be knowledgeable and competent. There's something about a man, when you know you can do a good job, and you know you can even teach others how to do it, it just kind of builds you up as men. Men even use this when they work at their hobbies. Some guys can get super passionate about their play, about what they do for their hobbies. You get guys who are into motorcycles together, and they can have conversations about motorcycles that last for hours. And it's because men love the creative aspect behind some of those work, some of those things that we do. Now, the biggest drawback for us as men on that is the fact that if we get really good at something, sometimes we can kind of get that know-it-all attitude. And maybe you know guys like that. Maybe you've been that guy where you know it all. No one can teach you anything. You know, you've got it where hey, I know exactly what I need to do, how I need to do it. And that's fine in some respects. The problem is sometimes we don't listen to others. And sometimes we get better ideas, but we refuse to listen to them. And so what we want to do is understand that just because we're really good at something doesn't mean we can't also learn from someone else. So that's the one thing I think we need to do, be careful of on that other side. We got to be careful that we don't become that person who's kind of a know-it-all. You can be good at what you do, but you don't want to be that know-it-all. Nobody likes a know-it-all. And I think sometimes we do it as men just to hide some insecurity we have. A lot of men who act like they know it all are really just insecure, and they're just kind of hiding it. But what you want to do as a man is embrace that natural desire for work. Understand that, hey, it's what you were made for. And what you want to do is not let that negative view of work that's in our society today take us over. You know, oh, I hate my job. I hate this. And I'm not saying you have to love your job all the time, but you want to go to your job with an attitude of, hey, this is what I was created for. Even if it's a job you don't enjoy, you're doing it because it's what you were created for. And what you want to do is be a man who embraces work and gives his all to it every day. The second area we want to talk about when it comes to men and work is what I call work and flow. Now, one of the reasons men love work, it's what we do. And whether we're working at a job or working on something around the house, the reason we enjoy it is because it gives us something to focus on. A man's ability to be singularly focused is one of our most powerful aspects of our manhood. It's a strength that we shouldn't run from. You know, it's one of those things that separates us from women in many ways. Men and women are different. I know a bunch of people in society will tell you they're not, but they really are. I mean, just biologically we're different, but also mentally, the way we think and how we think. And I'm not saying one is better than the other. Both have their strengths, and they're designed to be together. Women have an amazing ability to think through a lot of different scenarios at once, and they cover a lot of different areas. Men, we tend to be more single-focused. What we do is we a lot of times delve deep into something, and we kind of block everything else out. That's like men, sometimes when they're working on something, they don't hear you. They don't know what's going on around them. Why? Because they're singularly focused. And that's a great, really, attitude that we have. And it's something that's a strength we can have. You know, when you're in battle and you're fighting, you don't have time to think about everything. You got to think about survival. You got to think about, you know, killing them before they kill you. That's what happens in battle. And so men get very singularly focused. And it's kind of what we do when we go to work. We focus on a problem. We make it something that we really think about. And this makes us different from women, and that's why we complement each other. That's why men and women were designed to be together. We were created to be in a relationship where each of us brings this strength to our relationship. So what you want to do as a man is don't be ashamed that sometimes you get very task-oriented, that sometimes you focus on your job very much and you get really into it. That's not a bad thing. Now, I'm not saying you can't go to the extreme on that. I'm not saying that's not a bad thing to do, but you want to be careful with it because our society sometimes in its desire to raise up women, which is good, you know, but I don't think women were quite as put down as everybody thinks they were, or they make them out to be. Women have always had influence throughout history. If you look at any time of history, women were very influential because they influence us as men. And so what we want to do is not let the fact that our society is trying to put men down to cause us to feel bad about who and what we are. Because some people out there make fun of our ability to focus. They say, well, you can only think of one thing at a time. Yes, that's how we are. We're men. It's what we do. And that fits our calling to work. Because sometimes when you're working, when you're doing, you've got to block everything else out. You've got to be able to focus. You know, when you think of sports, you think of people's ability in sports to be able to kind of block everything out and focus on what's going on. If you're in the Super Bowl and you've got, you know, 100,000 people around you cheering and you've got to make this pass play, you've got to focus. If you got to catch the ball, you've got to focus. And so men have the ability to do that. I'm not saying women can't do it. I'm just saying it's a natural strength for men. And that's why men love work. It gives us a place to focus. It gives us a place to get into what athletes call the flow or the zone. I call it flow because it's that place where everything within you is working toward the one goal. And flow is the ability of men to give themselves over to their job, to what they are doing. And what they do is they use all of themselves toward a task. And the reason we like that as men, because that's a synergy of mind. It's our emotions, our body, everything comes together in flow. That's why you enjoy work. That's why I enjoy work. There are certain times in work where you've got that synergy power going, where your mind, your emotions, your body, everything is focused. Athletes talk about this. They talk about in the middle of a game, they got in the flow and everything. And men love the flow. We love it because there's a unity and it keeps us focused. It keeps us moving together. That's why when you see war movies and things, men will fight through all kinds of adverse situations and problems to complete their mission. Why? Because they're focused on the mission. We've got to take care of the mission. And that's what they're working toward. That's what they're focusing on so they can go through a lot. They can go through hard times and they keep fighting through. That's a strength we have as men. And it's the same thing for your family, for your job. Sometimes when you get focused on what needs to be done, you can fight through the stuff that comes at you. Men were created for flow. It's the way God made us. And what we need to do as men is embrace it. That's why we love work. That's why we always will work. The flow state is what we love. We love to be in that synergy of everything working together to one point. It's one of the greatnesses of us being men. So don't run away from it. Don't let society tell you it's a bad thing. It's a good thing when you use it the right way. So let flow come into your life. Find ways to get into flow at work. And I guarantee you'll love your job more and you'll be much better at it. Okay, the third area we want to talk about when it comes to men and work is work's satisfaction. One of the most interesting parts of work is the satisfaction it brings us as men. It just does. I mean, you think about it. When you get a job done and you completed it, even if it was hard, even if it was tough, there is a sense of satisfaction built into work that appeals to us as men. And that's even in jobs that maybe aren't our favorite. We still want to do it right. And even if it's maybe not perfect, we know we gave our all. One of the things this weekend I did was I needed a shoe rack for my closet. I had these little shoe racks, that they're the little metal ones, and they're kind of useless. And my shoes are big, so they don't really stay on them. And I just got tired of it. So I had some extra wood in my garage, and I said, you know, I'm going to build a shoe rack. I'd never done it before. And I just kind of thought, this is how I'm going to do it. So I kind of came up with how I wanted to build it, and I built it. And is it perfectly plumb? No. Does it hold my shoes up? Yes. Does it look good? I think it does. And you know what? I got it done. And I just felt good after that. I felt like I'm the man, because I am not Mr. Handy, carpenter, stuff like that. But I can put a few tools together and do some things. And I built it myself. I built it in one Saturday morning. It was done. It looks great. My closet feels so much better. I just want to go stand in my closet because I built that. That's the satisfaction that I think we want to find in everything we do. That's why for men, a job well done is important. A lot of men know if you're going to do something right, you know, do something, do it right. We want to do a job right. And that's important to us as our mentality. And I think you understand that. Maybe your dad told you that, or maybe another man in your life told you that, or maybe a boss told you that. But you've kind of developed that. A lot of men have that understanding that if we're going to do it, let's do it right. Let's do it the right way. And the reason we are that way as men is because there's a sense of satisfaction that kind of drives us as men. That sense of accomplishment, that sense of doing the job right, it's a key part of our motivation as men. That's why you see guys who are already millionaires and billionaires, they're still working. They're still motivated to work. Why? It's not about making the money. It's about doing the job, doing it right. And when men lose that part of themselves, it really hurts them. I mean, it hurts us as men. When you can't work, it's hard. That's why a lot of guys don't retire. You know, they feel like, what am I going to do? And they don't have anything else there to back it up. Men need work. Work is important to us, and it's who we are. That's why I tell people, if you're going to retire, it doesn't mean you stop. You may stop doing a job, but there's plenty of other things you can do and you should do, because men need that. We need to be doing something. When men stop working and stop caring about work, they usually start down a road of destruction. Gosh, it's just not good. Have you seen that? Guys who don't work, guys who just kind of get stuff handed to them, they stop owning their life, their attitude. They kind of just get to that point where they do just enough to get by. They don't take pride in their work. They don't care. And it shows. In fact, we have an epidemic of that in our society today. We have a lot of ways where working men have been devastated by our society. And so a lot of guys are out there just doing a job, but they don't take pride in their work. They don't care. And you know, it shows. It shows in how they live. It shows in how they influence others. You know, for a lot of men, the government has replaced them as wage earners in many homes. And so what's happened is in those homes, we've seen the breakdown of the family because men have lost their drive. They're not needed anymore. Someone else has taken their job. So what's happened to a lot of these men? They've kind of backed off. They've kind of lost part of themselves. And so they're not really focused on doing a good job, finding that satisfaction in work. And when men lose that, they turn to self-destructive things. They start thinking that life is all about them, or they get very passive. And passiveness is so dangerous to us as men, because when we become just passive, we become creatures of our own appetites. You know, what we want and what we feel rule us. We don't rule ourselves. We're ruled by our feelings. And a lot of us as men, when that happens, we lose an important part of who we are, and we kind of lose that desire for a healthy, strong life, and we just don't care. We don't care about ourselves. We don't care about other people. And there's a self-destruction that men have that doesn't even hurt just them. It hurts everyone around them. You see, men without work and the satisfaction of work, they kind of get lost in life. They drift around. They have no bearing. They lose that natural care and compassion that men are designed to have. When a man is having to take care of his family, when a man is having to provide, there's something in him that just, it's natural. He feels like, okay, this is my home. I'm going to protect it. I'm going to do these things. But when men don't have that, they only focus on themselves. They get focused on selfishness and their own needs, and they start seeing other people as something to be used for their own needs. The truth is, work is good for us as men, and we can't let ourselves forget that. Work pushes us, it challenges us, and we need that as men. Men thrive on challenges, and work is a built-in challenge for us as men. It motivates us, it pushes us. It creates a positive inertia in our life that actually helps affect every other area. So what we want to do as men is understand that work gives us that sense of satisfaction. So think about your work a little differently. Think about why you do it, what it does for you, and how it makes you a better man, and how it applies to every area of your life. All right, guys, closing out the show today, we need to remember that as men, we need work. Work is not just something we do each day. Work is something we were created for. You see, work is important for men because it's a big part of our development as men. Our gifts and abilities, they're fine-tuned and usually built up through work. Remember that work is noble. We need to be careful that society's attack on work doesn't affect us as men. When we stop working as men, it's not good for us. It's dangerous. It's something we were designed for. God designed work for us because He designed us for work. Work makes us better as men. We need to embrace work and let it help develop our full potential as men. So it's something I want to challenge you to do. Understand that you were created for work. Work is designed to give you that flow feeling, that synergy feeling. And work is designed to bring you satisfaction, to make you a better man. So I want to challenge you this week to think about your work differently. Maybe you've kind of let that attitude of work really being kind of a hassle and a pain, and so you don't enjoy your work. Well, maybe it has more to do with your attitude toward work than it does the work itself. So I would say change your attitude. Start thinking of your work differently. Find ways to grow within your work. Even if it's a job that's not necessarily your favorite, what can you do to become better at it? Because as you become better at whatever job you're doing, you'll become a better man.
You've been listening to the Confident Man Podcast. Click subscribe so you don't miss a future episode. You can connect with David on Facebook and Instagram at David the Maxwell. Find resources to help you as a man at theconfidentman.me. That's theconfidentman.me.